There are signs that the state and much of the nation are finally entering a post-pandemic period. Cuomo, along with California Governor Gavin Newsom, on June 15th eased most COVID restrictions and said most people who are fully vaccinated can now go about their lives like they used to.
This is a momentous day. And we deserve it because it has been a long, long road.
The governor set off fireworks displays in cities around the state to celebrate. Not everyone can go back to normal immediately. Unvaccinated New Yorkers, currently around 50% of the state's population when children are counted, still need to wear masks in public and practice safe social distancing. There are signs that the state's economy is starting to recover. State Controller Tom DiNapoli found sales tax revenues totaled $1.4 billion in May. That's a nearly 58% increase from May of 2020, when the state was in lockdown. Spending was also up nearly 7% from pre-pandemic May of 2019. But despite the signs of life returning to normal, the governor has not yet declared the state of emergency to be over. In March of 2020, the state legislature granted him special powers, allowing him to issue over 400 executive orders. They included business closures, mandatory mask wearing, and restricting how many people could gather inside a private home.
Senator yields.
Through you, Mr. President. Does the bill before the House have...
Earlier this spring, Democrats, who lead the legislature, voted to curb some of those powers after the governor became embroiled in a number of scandals, including allegations of sexual harassment and a federal investigation into whether he covered up the true number of nursing home deaths from the virus. The Senate and Assembly passed a bill that prevented the governor from issuing any new executive orders without their approval. Senate Deputy Majority Leader Mike Gianaris spoke on the Senate floor in early March.
This majority has decided that power is no longer necessary. It wasn't executed the way any of us would have liked, and we're going to repeal it.
Republicans, who are in the minority in the legislature, say that measure was not enough. They say a lot has changed in 3 months, and the Democratic lawmakers should have fully revoked the emergency powers before adjourning on June 10th. More than 60 of the directives remain in place. State Republican Party Chair Nick Langworthy held a news conference outside the Capitol, which remains closed to the public.
He can't cancel every restriction and then still hold on to this power. It's just not fair.
Langworthy also criticized Cuomo's celebration on Tuesday in light of the over 40,000 New Yorkers who died of the coronavirus. Langworthy says those deaths and the grieving friends and relatives were not acknowledged. He also says it's inappropriate for the governor to hold a victory rally when Cuomo is facing several scandals.
And he's celebrating with fireworks. If that doesn't make your skin crawl, I don't know what you're made of. Andrew Cuomo is a Machiavellian, and he's as calculating as they come. Putin must be watching this and taking notes right now.
A spokesman for Cuomo, Rich Azzapardi, calls Langworthy's statements garbage and says the Republican chair is deliberately misconstruing the meaning of the celebration.
The tens of thousands of cheering New Yorkers on Tuesday fully understood this was about celebrating the essential workers and turning the page in this pandemic.
Though the legislature formally adjourned for the year, they may return to the Capitol in July to act on the governor's nominees to the MTA and other matters. They will have another opportunity then, if they choose, to alter the governor's emergency powers. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.